Our meditation today is in Psalm 16. If you have your Bibles with you, please turn there with me. We see in Psalm 16 that it is a miktam of David. We don't know exactly what this means, but it is some sort of poetic form. Most of the commentators are agreed on that. But what we do know from this psalm is quite clear as we read it together. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied, who hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Some years ago, before many of you were born, there was a young man in a hospital. He was very sick, and the doctors didn't know what was going on. He was there for a week before they finally figured it out. Meanwhile, while he was there, a ruling elder from the church where he was working came to visit him and shared this psalm, which was a huge encouragement. Well, that guy got better, and here he is giving you the psalm meditation today. God brought that young man out. God delivered him. And this is a promise for you as well. The ruling elder pointed out that even in this hard providence of having a hurting stomach and vomiting and having a hurting intestines and all that go along with that, and despite the fact that the doctors were talking about things perhaps as serious as a cancer, that young man's life was in God's hands. And that young man could and should be trusting the providence of God. He pointed out particularly verses 5 through 8. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Yes, even though my inheritance and my cup right then included what turned out to be just a bad case of some sort of viral gastroenteritis. My lot was maintained. The portion that God gave to me in providence was a pleasant one. Well, it wasn't much fun at the moment, but it was part of a grander one where God was teaching me, God was keeping me, God was enabling me to see his goodness in the land of the living. He truly was my portion, my inheritance, my cup, and he kept me from being moved. All that, I think, is pretty cool. But what's that got to do with you? Well, it has much, because all those things apply to you as well. Not that you deserve any of it. All of your portion and cup, your portion in God, your lot that you've been given. Think of a portion of land with the property line. all that is given you only because of what Jesus has done for you. Because ultimately this psalm doesn't point to David. It doesn't ultimately point to me. It doesn't ultimately point to you. It points to Jesus, his person and work. He was preserved all the way to his resurrection. He is the one who held on through being abandoned for the sake of his people, so that he could say near the very end, not only it is finished, but quoting from Psalm 31:5, into thy hands I commend my spirit. He could say of the ones for whom he had lived and for whom he was dying, the saints who are on the earth, they're the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Think of that, saint. Jesus says, you are his delight. That speaks of others who go away, who stray from him, that their sorrows shall be multiplied. He will not follow after them. He lived a perfectly righteous life, so that any time you mess up with following after an idol, and I don't mean Chemosh or Molech or Baal, but something that, well, you're wanting to please more than you're wanting to please God. Jesus never did that. And when you come to your senses, believer, when you come to see, I've been a wicked fool yet again in this that just dominates my life, how can God forgive me yet again? It's because, among other things, God beholds Jesus when he looks at you. And he sees one who never has given a drink offering of blood to the idols. He never took up their names on his lips. And that's on your record. That's on your record. Your sin is atoned for at the cross. Your righteousness was achieved by Jesus. That's how you have an inheritance in Jehovah. That's how you have that cup of blessing. That's how you have a lot, a house, a mansion in your Father's house. That's how you have lines and a good place, a good and everlasting inheritance. Jesus could bless his Father, who had instructed him all along by his Spirit. He had his Father always before him and never moved from his godliness, never moved from his holiness, never moved from his perfect righteousness. And again, that is what is on the believer's record, on your record, believer. Jesus was glad, and his glory rejoiced. His flesh in the grave rested in hope, awaiting the resurrection that we celebrate week by week. His soul was not left in Sheol. His Holy One, the Holy One, was not left to see corruption. And because of his resurrection, yours and mine are guaranteed. He was brought back to life. He was on the path of life. And that is what we are guaranteed as well. In his ascension to heaven, he was physically, so to speak, on the throne of heaven and in the presence of his Father, even as we shall be. And as he is at the right hand of the Father, so shall we be as well. Because he is our head, we are his body. Where the head goes, the body goes along. This is a wonderful song. It speaks of all the redemptive person and all the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of who he is and what he has done and what he is doing, we have the guarantee of all these good things in him, with him, because of him. Well, let's sing from Psalm 16. We're going to use version B at this time.